Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Giriraj Dharna Ki Jai. Jamuna Maharani Ki Jai. Jagannath Deva Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nokabihar Lila Ki. I think most of all of you devotees came here by Noka. Noka means boat. Yes? So Krishna, he also disguises himself sometimes like a boatman. You came with these boatmen. And most of these boatmen have very interesting names. Last year, when we had our Pandal program at Yamuna, we went by boat across the Yamuna. And the boatmen were all lined up. The devotee from the temple who was organizing the 5-10 boats, whatever, he had the boatman, and then he said, the boatman raised his hand, and he said, "This boatman's name is Sham. So you follow him, and you get in Sham's boat." Then another boatman, he said, "This boatman's name is Ghanasham. You follow him and get in his boat. This boatman's name is Govinda. You follow him and get in his boat. This boatman's name is Kunjavihari. You follow him and get in his boat." Every one of the 5 or 10, boatmen, they all had names of Krishna. Kunjavihari and like this. That's very interesting. So you came in different boats probably with names like that, and you think it was some Bengali or Brijvasi boatman, but by chance, maybe it was actually Krishna. He was taking you down the river of Prem, taking you for a ride. Krishna was taking you for a joy ride in the Yamuna. And this is the whole idea, this nadi, river. River is called nadi. There's so many nadis in the body, so many. When they do Ayurveda, they check nadi pariksha. They examine your pulse, check the nadis, the rivers, the meridians, the chi or meridians, they check the nadis. So Yamuna is carrying us all to the lotus feet of Radharani, because Yamuna Devi, of course, is Vishakha. So Krishna sometimes becomes a boatman, and I've collected about 10 pastimes, which we read time to time, about Krishna's boating pastimes. He's a play lord. He's not played, not means make-believe or imaginary. He's real, not play or imaginary. But he's the lord of play. He likes to play. And he likes to play with his devotees or his friends. We all like to play with our friends. We don't play with our enemies. We avoid our enemies. So Krishna, he comes here and he disguises himself as a boatman to enjoy different pastimes. And in Manasi Ganga, he has boating pastimes. Of course, in Yamuna, he has so many pastimes and different lakes, Paman Sarovara. So Jiva Goswami describes a nice pastime about boating. One day, the Braja Gopis, they came to the bank of the Yamuna. So here's the Braja Gopis. They came to the bank of the Yamuna. And they called out to the boatman. There was one old boat here. And there was one boatman pretending to sleep next to his boat. So then the Braja Gopis said, "Hey, Noka! Take us to the other side of the river, Yamuna. It's very deep. We cannot walk across. This is very dangerous for us." So then, actually in this particular case, Krishna was not even disguised. They said, "Oh, Madhav, you are the only boatman who can take us across the Yamuna." In the middle of the river Yamuna, Krishna stopped rowing his boat. He said, "Listen, you have to pay me. Otherwise, I won't take you across." And when he said this, he smiled. The gopis were very frightened because they had no money. Suddenly, a big storm arose. There was wind, howling winds everywhere. The trees were bending this way, that way. Waves were crashing against the side of the boat. And the boat was going like this, like that, right? And the gopis were very frightened. "Oh, our youth and our life will soon perish under the waves of the Yamuna. Oh, no, what's going to happen to us?" Then Krishna told them, he said, "Listen, our boat is sinking. There's too much heavy weight here. You have to throw over your jewelry is too heavy. Your gold necklaces and all your diamonds, and you have to throw them in the Yamuna. So everyone should do that. Throw your whatever gold you don't have, whatever gold necklaces you don't have, throw in the Yamuna. Then you won't have to worry about trying to get any. So then he did that. And the boat was violently tossing by the winds and filling with water, almost sinking. Even in such a terrible situation, Krishna was reaching out, trying to touch the gopis and play with them. And they were desperately trying to bail out the water. Bail out the water means they were taking their hands like this. And they were trying, because if you get the water out of the boat, then the boat won't sink. So while they were doing like this, Krishna was going, oh,
get out.
He was trying to touch them and play with them. And, you know, he's just enjoying and laughing. And they're afraid they're about to die and drown under the waves. And he's not very serious at all. He's at the time of death, he still wants to play. Very unusual person. He said, Radharani said, listen, Shyam, if I live through this experience, I will never again place my foot in your boat. Then Radharani told the Sakis, hey Sakis, everyone, there's no time left. It's only a matter of a few minutes before we perish. We will all drown in Yamuna. So before we go, let us all bow down and offer respects to our respective Ishtadev and pray that somehow that the Yamuna River will only be as deep as our knees when this boat capsizes, and that we get another boat to captain our pilot our ship besides Krishna. Then, turning to her sympathetic gopi friend, Radharani said, although we're praying to our Ishtadev, we're praying, and although I am praying to Krishna, he's not paying any heed, he's not listening to my prayers. He does not hear my begging him in a broken voice. He doesn't consider that I'm repeatedly bowing down before him. Oh, Sakis, what will I do now? This reckless son of Nanda Maharaj is violently shaking the boat. Because even though the boat was tossing from the waves, if you're in a boat, you can make it shake more by shifting your weight. If you're standing in a boat, you go like this and like that, and the boat goes, whoosh. So Krishna was accelerating the tossing and turning of the boat. Because it was only going like this, and Krishna was going, woo, 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 ha, ha. And the gopis were, and he said, it's fun. He was enjoying himself. Oh, beautiful Radharani, said Krishna. Don't be so harsh. By your mercy, we will surely survive this calamity. All you have to do is pay the boat fare. And what is that boat fare? You have to promise to enjoy with me in a festival of love. Then, somehow, I will figure how to navigate through all these waves and deliver you safely to the other side of the Yamuna. So, it's an extremely clever arrangement of the supreme flirtatious lover, Krishna Nagar, to propitiate his girlfriend for some amorous favors.